They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead, it just kept on raining. There were tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, winter's light and a distant choir, peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and their eyes full of tinsel and fire.
You're listening to Daryl Kuwabara and Rod Gimple from the local duo Dual Impact with their version of I Believe in Father Christmas. You'll hear more from Double Impact later in today's program. Good morning, it's Steve Todd. For the next hour, you're going to hear several local performers singing and playing Christmas music. I've had the pleasure over the past several years of meeting many local musicians, from playing in many bands, hosting open mics and open jam nights, and more recently by interviewing and featuring your favorite local performers on Musicians FAQ. I've reached out to these performers to ask for Christmas recordings, and many have responded eagerly with their own music recordings. I think many have jumped at the chance to have a music project to work on. With COVID-19 restrictions in place, playing live music in public has been drastically reduced, and I've spoken to several musicians that have a feeling of loss because they cannot play in public and are looking for any sense of normalcy with their music careers. So many of the songs you heard the last 2 weeks and today's show were just recorded recently. While some were professionally done in studios and are arranged and mixed, other tracks are pretty raw, where parents would gather the kids around the piano to have a Christmas sing-along, or a performer would post a Facebook Live performance. I think the song you just heard from Double Impact was actually recorded remotely due to social distancing and edited together into the finished product. I've also got the music bug a little bit myself and have been trying to use recording software to lay some tracks down and have recruited my friends to remotely add bass and drums where possible. I think you're in for a treat, so please sit back and enjoy a bit of Christmas music performed by those in your community. And hopefully soon we'll be able to see everyone in person, whether that's at a legion, a dance, bar, restaurant, parade, or a church. First up on today's show, we have Elaine Chalmers. I interviewed Elaine on Musicians FAQ last January, and it was interesting to learn about her country roots in Perth County and how she was part of a musical group in the 60s called the Diva Sisters that recorded several songs. I got to know Elaine more recently as the former keyboard player and singer in the band Diana and the Cavaliers. We're going to hear three Christmas songs recorded recently by Elaine. Here's Elaine Chalmers with Mother Mary, originally performed by Rita McNeil, Christmas by Jim Reeves, and What Child Is This?
And all the glory of the world came to her. is our Redeemer. I means is fire. S is for the stars that shone so bright. T is for three wise men coming from afar. M is for the manger where he lay. A is all he stands for. S means shepherd's king. And that's why there's a Christmas day.
Next on Musicians FAQ, we're going to be hearing from John Ladds. I've known John since we were 16-year-old students at Cameron Heights in Kitchener. In those early years, we had a progressive rock trio. I think we thought we were the next Rush or Police. John has a great solo show and uses technology to his advantage, such as loopers and harmonizers, to sound like a full band, even as a solo musician. He also performs as the 3-to-6-piece John Ladds Band, which I've been lucky enough to have been a part of over the last several years. John should be congratulated for supporting the Brantford Food Bank for the last 6 years with a musical fundraiser called Can Jam, and he has been successful in raising thousands of dollars in food. This year alone, even with COVID-19 restrictions, he ironically raised $2,020, that's 2020, in 2020. So John is going to be playing a tribute to John Lennon with So This Is Christmas, marking the 40th anniversary of Lennon's death. John then plays the song Greensleeves, often referred to as What Child Is This?, which was originally composed in 1580. He's going to round it out with another very old song called Huron Carol. I did some research on this one and learned that it's also called 'Twas the Moon of Wintertime. This is a Canadian Christmas hymn considered to be Canada's oldest Christmas song, and scholars believe it was composed in 1642 by Jean de Brébeuf, a Jesuit missionary at St. Marie among the Hurons. The lyrics were written in the native language of the Huron-Wendat people, and the original Huron title of the song translates to Jesus, He is Born.
Hey everyone, it is December the 8th, 2020, and I wanted to do this song to commemorate the loss of arguably one of the best songwriters ever, in my opinion. His songs are ringing more true today than I think they ever have before. That's how prolific he was, at least in my opinion. So I wanted to do this song, but I also wanted to, wish everyone the best for the upcoming holiday season. This song obviously fits, as you'll soon be able to tell.
Another year over,
Merry Christmas, everybody, and I hope to see you very, very soon.
Christmas time can be very hard on people. Ideally, it should be both a religious celebration and a time for families to regroup, catch up, reminisce about old times, and create new memories. Our society has built an idyllic view of how Christmas should be. Just watch any Christmas movie, Hallmark special, or TV show to see that they all seem to end in joy and harmony, which is rarely the case. This year is especially bad due to COVID-19 restrictions and the inability to visit elderly family members at seniors' homes. You may have had family traditions such as skating parties, caroling, or even elementary school Christmas pageants that have been canceled and won't be having that large family Christmas supper. Also, substance abuse unfortunately often increases at this time of year, and the pressure to spend beyond your means to match the commercialization of the Christmas season all add to the stress of this time. If you are struggling in any way, please seek out the many support services we have in our community. You're certainly not alone. It's also hard at Christmas when someone close to you has passed on. There's an empty chair at the Christmas table. Perhaps that loved one was part of a certain tradition that won't happen again. For me personally, I lost my sister Kathy about 7 years ago. I have many warm memories of her sitting at the piano playing Christmas songs and making all the children laugh, dance, and sing along. Kathy was a professional piano, violin, and accordion player, having taught music, performed in jazz, pop, and children's bands, and played solo at seniors' homes, weddings, and restaurants. She was a fixture at a KW Oktoberfest and would greet and entertain tourists in her dirndl and accordion as they got out of their tour buses and cars at local hotels. I'd like to play one song called Ice Castles. I don't think it's a Christmas song, but the title sort of sounds like it could be. It was originally popularized through the 1978 motion picture Ice Castles and sung by Melissa Manchester. So here's my sister, Kathy Todd, with Ice Castles. Let's hear one more. Here's Kathy Todd playing Elton John's Candle in the Wind. Mm-hmm. We're back. It's Steve Todd, and I want to thank you for listening to Musicians FAQ on 102.7 CKMS. Up next on part three of Christmas Music by Local Musicians, we have Daryl Cuabera and Rod Gimple from the duo Double Impact. They have most recently been performing at Lana's Lounge in Waterloo, and are part of a larger band called Innuendo that plays corporate functions and weddings. You're going to hear Daryl and Rod doing I Believe in Father Christmas, originally recorded by Emerson, Lake & Palmer in 1975. Rod has taken care of the vocals and the 12-string guitar, while Daryl is playing guitar and keyboards.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead, it just kept on raining. There were tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, winter's light and a distant choir, peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and their eyes full of tinsel and fire. They sold me a dream of Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story till I believed in the Israelite. I believed in Father Christmas, that looked up at the sky with excited eyes, till I woke up with the yawn in the first light of dawn. And I saw him and through his disguise. I wish you a hopeful Christmas. I wish you a brave new year. All anguish, pain, and sadness, leave your heart and let your road be clear. They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. Hallelujah, Noel, be it heaven or hell, the Christmas we get we deserve.
I'm going to finish off today's program with a bunch of recordings that I've been working on. I've taken some of the newfound time earned from not playing music publicly to learn a bit about music and sound editing. I've also networked with musicians Rob Allen, Grant Haywood, John Ladds, and Benita Vanderpass to help add instruments and vocals. And I also want to thank Joe Ashton for lending me his bass guitar and some recording equipment to help complete these projects that you're going to hear. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping on your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a hot turkey and some mistletoe help to make season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. 'cause they know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Though it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Here.
Christmas without you. I'll be so blue thinking about you. Decorations red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing alright with your Christmas wine, but I'm in a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Shining, it is the night of
yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Give yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. And faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. The years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. And have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the
beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown.
That's it for today's program. You've been listening to part 3 of Christmas Music by Local Performers. I want to personally thank everyone who participated by sending me music, as well as those who helped me learn to record music on my own. Stay tuned for next week, where you'll hear part 2 of Doug Dietrich's musical story. I'm looking forward to featuring many new musicians in 2021. Thank you for your continued support in making Musicians FAQ a success. Till next time, it's Steve Todd wishing you a safe and memorable holiday season. We're ending the hour with Elton John's Your Song, as performed by my sister, Kathy Todd. Thank you. Hey, it's Steve Todd from Punky Doodles Corners, and I'm wishing all the CKMS listeners a safe and wonderful holiday season.